Brother Michael Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. Catholicism for Dummies Exposed, an examination and expose of the heretical best-selling book Catholicism for Dummies. While it's true that the book Catholicism for Dummies contains some true statements and facts concerning what the Catholic Church teaches, it is also true that there are many statements in the book that constitute heresy and apostasy. Please note that one of the authors of this book, quote, Father John Trigilio, is actually a featured speaker for EWTN. He is currently featured on two special shows aired by EWTN. I also want to mention some of the recommendations that this book has received by well-known Vatican II, quote, Catholics. Novus Ordo, quote, apologist Jimmy Akin said the following about Catholicism for Dummies, quote, I was so impressed with Catholicism for Dummies that I recommended it to Catholic Answers to carry, end quote. Catholic Answers took his advice and now sells it. Catholic Answers describes the book in this way, quote, Catholicism for Dummies presents the rich tapestry and history of the Catholic Church, from devotions to doctrines. You'll find within these pages everything you wanted to know about the Catholic faith, end quote. I will now give examples of where this book teaches heresy. Catholicism for Dummies, page 186, quote, The Church believes that you are being irreligious when you show contempt for God, such as by desecrating a holy object or place. The action is called sacrilege. When a house of worship, a church, temple, synagogue, or mosque is vandalized, the Church maintains that the sin of sacrilege has been committed. A house of God was desecrated, and contempt was shown not only for those who attend the house's services, but also and preeminently for the person the place was built for. You're also violating the second commandment if you make jokes, watch movies, or read books that are disrespectful to God or anything considered holy. So, for example, if you ridicule or laugh at a Jewish man for wearing a skull cap, a Muslim woman for wearing a head covering, a nun for wearing her religious habit, or a priest for wearing a cassock, you're being sacrilegious. Human beings wear certain things out of religious tradition, or they perform certain rituals as an external way of showing their love for God. When others make fun of religious garb or religious practices, it is an insult to the one being remembered by them, God Himself. End quote. This paragraph would rank high among the most heretical paragraphs ever written by a person who claims to be Catholic. They say it's a sacrilege when a synagogue or mosque is desecrated. They state that these places are holy, and that when these places are desecrated, contempt for God is shown. This is amazingly heretical. They go on to teach the incredible heresy that if you show contempt for Jews or Muslims for wearing their religious clothing, you are insulting God and violating the second commandment. They obviously believe that to be a religious Jew or Muslim is the same thing as being a religious Catholic. This clearly indicates that the false religions of Judaism and Islam are good and true. Here's what the Catholic Church thinks about these religions. Pope Eugene IV, Council of Basel, there is hope that very many from the abominable sect of Muhammad will be converted to the Catholic faith. Pope Benedict XIV, June 14, 1751, quote, Surely it is not in vain that the Church has established the universal prayer which is offered up for the faithless Jews, from the rising of the sun to its setting, that they may be rescued from their darkness into the light of truth. Catholicism for Dummies, Introduction, page 1, quote, Three great religions trace their roots to the prophet Abraham, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And one of those great religions, Christianity, is expressed in three great traditions, Catholicism, Protestantism, and Eastern Orthodoxy. They state that Judaism and Islam are great religions, and that Protestantism and Eastern quote Orthodoxy are great Christian traditions. This is totally heretical. Some might argue that the term great, even though it frequently means good, can also mean quote numerically large. Since it can carry the meaning of good, a Catholic must not use such a word to describe a false religion, unless it's made clear in the context that the religion is false but simply stands out in history. Of course, the authors of Catholicism for Dummies don't teach that these religions are false and evil. Catholicism for Dummies, page 94, quote, "And everyone who was, is, or ever will be baptized becomes their extended spiritual family. Catholics believe that baptism makes all people brothers and sisters in Christ, whether they're Catholic, Protestant, or Orthodox," end quote. It's heretical to teach that by baptism, non-Catholics become part of the same spiritual family as Catholics. True Catholics are only united to other Catholics by baptism. To be part of the same spiritual family is to be part of the same church. This would mean that non-Catholics are part of the true church. All in the Catholic Church have the same faith in baptism. Non-Catholics do not have the same faith as Catholics, and are therefore not part of the same spiritual family. Catholicism for Dummies, page 99, quote, "The Catholic Church doesn't see itself as being right and all other religions being wrong," end quote. This is completely wrong. The Catholic Church does see itself as being right and all the other religions as being wrong. Catholicism for Dummies, page 115, quote, "A valid sacrament of matrimony requires the presence of a priest or deacon, a bride and groom, no same-sex marriages, and two witnesses of any religion. Secular or other writings from other faiths can be read at the wedding reception before grace is prayed and the toast is given," end quote. Here these apostates promote that the witnesses of a marriage can be of any religion whatsoever, and that religious writings from different religions can be read at the wedding reception. What apostates! Catholicism for Dummies, page 120, quote, "A non-practicing Catholic doesn't realize that a non-Catholic minister can still marry the couple in a non-Catholic ceremony with the Catholic Church's blessing, as long as the couple meets with the priest or the deacon and still fulfills all the same pre-Cana preparations as everyone else. A dispensation from the local bishop is possible and can allow the bride or groom to be validly married in the eyes of the church by a non-Catholic minister and in a non-Catholic church of the non-Catholic spouse. But the Catholic priest or deacon must fill out the necessary forms and the couple still has to make the same preparations as other Catholic couples," end quote. Here they promote the completely novel and un-Catholic teaching that a Catholic can marry before a non-Catholic minister and in a non-Catholic church. This was never allowed in the whole history of the Catholic Church until after Vatican II. Catholicism for Dummies, page 188, quote, "Just going to a Christian Sunday worship service isn't good enough. In order for Catholics to satisfy and fulfill the third commandment, they must attend a valid Catholic Mass. Going to another denomination for a Sunday worship service is nice, but Catholics must also attend the Mass the evening before or sometime during the day on Sunday," end quote. The heretics state that going to a Protestant denomination to fulfill your Sunday obligation, quote, "is nice, but isn't good enough to fulfill your Sunday obligation." Catholicism for Dummies, page 224, quote, "Women can serve on the parish council and finance committees. They can be readers at Mass, extraordinary ministers if needed, and ushers. The church has allowed local bishops and pastors the option to permit female altar servers at Mass. Now many parishes have both altar girls and altar boys," end quote. Altar girls have been condemned specifically by three different popes. 1 Corinthians 14:34, quote, "Let women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted them to speak, but to be subject, as also the law saith," end quote. Catholicism for Dummies, page 234, quote, "The Catholic Church permits and encourages married couples to space births and to plan how big or small their family will be. NFP is as effective as any artificial birth control method," end quote. They state that the Catholic Church encourages couples to space births and to plan how big or small their family will be. They encourage NFP as, quote, "effective as any birth control method." Catholicism for Dummies, page 237, quote, "The church respects and loves the homosexual the same as it does the heterosexual. Catholicism teaches that the homosexual must be treated with respect, compassion, and sensitivity." First, they utter the heresy that the Catholic Church equally respects a homosexual and a heterosexual. Perhaps they should read Romans chapter 1. Then they say that the homo must be treated with respect, compassion, and sensitivity. What does treating a homosexual with sensitivity and compassion mean? A Catholic tells the homosexual in charity that his behavior is unnatural and an abomination before God. These few quotes from the book Catholicism for Dummies demonstrate the incredible levels of heresy and apostasy held and promoted by these two authors. These authors are simply men who are able to read and write and obtain degrees. What's incredible is that these priests who wrote this book would probably be considered very conservative among Novus Ordo priests. The real problem here is that these two men should have never become, quote, priests. They are utterly of bad will and they are not remotely Catholic. The people who promote this book are also not Catholic. The mere fact that this book is considered a textbook on what the Catholic Church teaches proves once again that we are living through the final days of the great apostasy at the end of the world. For the full written review of this heretical book, see my new article, Catholicism for Dummies Exposed, on our website, VaticanCatholic.com.